Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line, Andrew Amorth, who's head of research at New World Wealth. A very, very good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me on.
It is an absolute pleasure. So what did you find? Which city in South Africa is the home of our dollar millionaires?
Johannesburg is actually home to almost twice as much wealth as Cape Town, mainly because it has a lot more resident wealth, and a lot of the people in Cape Town that have expensive homes actually don't live there. So based on our estimates, there's around 15,000 high net worth individuals living in Johannesburg versus around 6,500 in Cape Town. And total wealth in Johannesburg is about $230 billion versus about $120 billion Cape Town. But those two cities are the wealthiest cities in Africa.
Which I guess, in Africa. So not just in South Africa. In fact, it's on the whole continent.
Yes, yes. So it's Johannesburg first, then Cape Town, then Cairo, then Lagos, then Durban. And in Durban, we included Mshlanga and Balito. And then after that is Nairobi. And then also after that is the Paul Franschhoek, Stellenbosch area, which we grouped together.
Right.
And then Pretoria, then Casablanca, and then Accra in Ghana.
Absolutely, absolutely fascinating. How often do you conduct this research?
We've been doing it for 7 years now, and the past 4 years we've been doing it with Afrasia Bank in Mauritius. We've been releasing it as part of the Africa Wealth Report.
Mm.
And we do look at some of the smaller cities as well. And then we also look at things like growth rates of countries, and we look at the wealth management sector, the luxury sector, so we look at all the fancy hotels that wealthy people tend to go to and things like that.
Yeah, because what's interesting is the fact that you've been doing it for 7 years must show you some interesting patterns, because you almost start to see trends before the rest of us notice them.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, some of the interesting things we've seen is around things like safety levels and how important things like safety are to wealth creation, not just in Africa, but globally. And sometimes you see capital flight when millionaires start to leave a country, and then suddenly you see the economic growth numbers, they start to reflect that only a few years later. So wealth statistics can be a much better measure of financial health than GDP, because GDP often, the problems only come through a bit later. Like, for instance, with the 2008 financial crisis, that only came through in the 2009 GDP figures.
Mm. But given the nature of the, let me call it maybe a new economy, where a lot of things are digital, isn't it difficult to ascertain where wealth sits? How do you determine what are the factors that make you decide that a specific person is Johannesburg-based versus, you know, because a Johannesburg-based millionaire might have a home in Cape Town and travel overseas and have a share portfolio sitting in other parts of the world. How do you determine where that is housed or what the base is?
We mainly work off listed company holdings. So we don't look at private companies as much. So our figures might be slightly on the conservative side, because it's quite difficult to value people based on private company holdings, because you have to presume PE multiples and things.
Right.
So, but in terms of where they're located, we tend to do it based on where the company they're working is located, and with an assumption that they're probably living in that same place. And so we focus on people that are founders of companies, CEOs. We also look at CFOs, and we look at partners. Mainly applies to law partners, and then also just general directors. So directors, chairmen, CEOs, founders, and partners.
And what conclusions did you draw from this particular study?
In terms of South Africa or just generally?
Both. Give us something in general and something South Africa.
It's interesting that South Africa is by far the wealthiest country in Africa. It's home to more than twice as many millionaires as any other country in Africa, and total wealth is almost twice as much. So even though the GDP in South Africa is similar to some of the other countries in Africa, it's way wealthier in terms of total wealth and number of millionaires. And I think there's probably a number of reasons for that. South Africa is one of the biggest stock markets in the world, and it's also got quite a big financial media and media industry, which also helps promote wealth through transparency, which is not really the case in a lot of other African countries. So South Africa is the wealthiest country in Africa, and then Egypt is quite far behind, and then Nigeria in third.
And the trends in terms of South Africa?
We do everything based on U.S. dollar wealth because we're looking at high net worth, which is the U.S. dollar millionaire. So essentially there's been some destruction of wealth over the last decade in U.S. dollar terms, mainly because the rand dropped from about 7 rand to the dollar in 2010 to about 15 to the dollar in 2020. So there's been about a 25% drop in U.S. dollar millionaires or high net worth individuals living in South Africa over the past decade.
Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting indeed. Unfortunately, that is where we have to leave it. Andrew Amoyld, Head of Research at New World Wealth, talking to us about their study on dollar millionaires around Africa.